From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Obama administration says hackers apparently got into government computers back in December, 4 months before they were detected. NPR's Brian Naylor reports 4 million current and former federal employees will be notified on Monday that their data may have been compromised.
The Office of Personnel Management discovered the breach in April after it installed a security upgrade which detected the hackers who'd been lurking since late last year. It was the second time OPM's computers had been breached in the past year. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the government takes computer security seriously.
To say that that our computer systems in the federal government are at risk is not news. We understand that there is this persistent risk out there. This is a risk, by the way, that is shared by the private sector.
Experts say because of the personal data they contain, OPM's computers are attacked some 2.5 billion times each month. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities in Minnesota have filed criminal charges against the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis. Charges relate to the church's handling of clergy sex abuse claims. According to prosecutors in Ramsey County, misdemeanor charges were filed today, naming the archdiocese as a whole, including 6 counts that the archdiocese failed to protect children by not immediately reporting allegations of abuse. A priest there later pleaded guilty to molesting 2 brothers and was sentenced to 5 years in prison. In a positive sign for the U.S. economy, the government today released a better-than-expected unemployment report. As NPR's Chris Arnold explains, the country gained 280,000 jobs last month.
As one expert put it this morning, economists around the world are breathing a sigh of relief. That's because the U.S. economy actually shrank in the first quarter and job growth was very weak in March. So another anemic number might have meant that the U.S. economy was stumbling, which would not be good for the struggling economies of many other countries. But on top of this very strong job growth number in May, revisions to prior months added another 32,000 jobs. So all this suggests the economy is continuing to grow and recover. May also saw better wage growth, but it'll take more than a one-month uptick to fix the problem of stagnant wages for U.S. workers. So that's an area that many people will be looking for continued improvement in the months to come. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Former BP executive accused of lying to regulators about the 2010 Gulf of Mexico oil spill has been found not guilty. David Rennie was accused by prosecutors of manipulating his calculations to show just 5,000 barrels a day was leaking into the ocean. This year, a federal judge estimated upwards of 36,000 barrels a day, or a total of 3.2 million barrels leaked. However, jurors apparently agreed with Rennie's defense team, which claimed the miscalculation was done honestly. A mixed close on Wall Street to wind down the week. The Dow dropped 56 points to 17,849. The Nasdaq was up 9 points. This is NPR. U.S. government regulators are acknowledging that one reason a problem with faulty ignition switches on some GM model vehicles was allowed to continue as long as it did was because they didn't understand all the technology involved. The admission comes as the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has released a series of reports and actions designed to make the agency more aggressive in rooting out safety violations. Agency Administrator Mark Roskind says GM case has challenged the culture at NHTSA. At the French Open today, an intense men's semifinal was suspended because of bad weather. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports number 1 and number 3 seeds were battling for the fourth set when they were forced to stop.
The crowd booed when a referee came out to suspend the match because of an approaching thunderstorm. Play was intensely competitive as Murray turned up his game several notches after losing the first 2 sets to Djokovic.
Oh non, c'est pas possible.
The men hammered each other with power shots, and the crowd and announcers reveled as Murray took the third set 7-5. Djokovic and Murray were tied 3-all in the fourth set when play was stopped. They'll finish the match on Saturday. The winner will face 8-seeded Stan Wawrinka on Sunday. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Well, socially, they may both be somewhat questionable in terms of the law in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Both lurking and spitting are now no longer viewed as criminal acts. Minnesota Public Radio reports the city council there today voted 12-1 to repeal ordinances banning both practices. Minneapolis Mayor Betsy Hodges called the ordinance antiquated. Critics had claimed the laws unfairly targeted minorities. Recent analysis had found many people arrested for those lower-level crimes were minorities. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.